It's Monday morning, and you're tuned into a clear-cut Hall of Fame podcast. These guys are highly caffeinated, they're entirely intolerable, and they're the patron saints of unpopular opinion. This is Just Buds.
I'm Jack. Jack.
Are you kidding me?
Jack.
I'm Jeff.
Every channel.
And this is Just Buds.
Welcome back, Buds.
Welcome back, Buds.
How are we doing?
What episode is this?
17, unless we put it somewhere else.
Episode... No, it'll be episode 17.
All right, we'll episode make it 17. 17. There it is.
Welcome to episode 17, everybody.
We are closing.
I'd just say approaching.
We're approaching the 52 mark.
52 total episodes?
Yeah, I think we're in the 40s right now.
Why is 52 important?
Just like I said last time you asked that same question, it's one episode for every week of a year.
Oh, okay.
Unless we're talking about leap years, in which case I think we already accomplished.
Wouldn't leap year have more weeks?
Does it? I thought we leap over leap weeks.
Because there's an extra day?
Huh.
Yeah.
Man, I thought it leap
year. This is a leap year. There's February 29th this year.
I thought it took some days away. That's like we're leaping over some days.
No, so technically, you know, the world's spinning and it's 24-hour days and it's 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not a perfect 24 hours. And so each year is, and it's not even just a quarter, it's a little tiny bit more than a quarter of a day each year that we miss. So that's why we have a leap, like an extra day in every fourth year, because that's like, that's
gotcha.
How it all builds up.
Gotcha.
But I actually did the math once, and I don't remember the exact number, but I'm fairly certain that it's around every 512,000 years, there'd have to be a 30th day in February to keep up.
Hmm.
Science. But also...
You used to be a math major, huh?
Used to be a math major. Not a science major, though. No. Actually, I did used to be a science major until I had a terrible, terrible biology teacher freshman year of college and said, nope, never take another one of those. But the Earth is actually slowing down its rotation.
How do you know that?
Science.
Okay, but how do you know that?
Reading about science.
Okay.
So it used to be, like, it used to be faster. So the days used to be 22 hours long. It'd just be quick. And eventually there'll be 20, like we won't see it, but there'll be 25 hours long. Right now,
well, I'll see it. I'm up for those kind of hours.
You're up for those kind of hours? Yeah. I don't think you're going to see it because it's going to be in like year 4,000, probably even longer.
Mm.
But that's another thing, like the whole global warming issue, that could play into it. I know that it's just recently that temperatures have been rising more rapidly than they used to, but also every single day the Earth spins slower. The sun is beating on it just a little bit longer. Couldn't that be part of it?
100%. We're all doomed.
Yeah.
Yeah, so just why not listen to a podcast?
Just listen to us.
Yeah.
We won't talk about us being doomed. I do have an apology, though.
Okay.
First of all, for talking about us being doomed. Second of all...
That's not our fault.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of our fault.
It's our fault
for
talking about
it. All the plastic water bottles and... Well, we won't have...
We digress.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You were right.
Thank you.
Last episode.
I knew it.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Not a clue.
When you said I didn't put TJ's name in the intro,
oh.
I definitely had Holly's name in the
yeah.
intro.
You
it
put
sounded really bad.
No, I thought it sounded good.
It sounded horrible.
Did it?
Because we have like the static behind it, like the radio static,
mm-hmm.
and it cut out when Holly was going, so it's like... I'm Jack, and he was like, I'm Holly.
Yeah, I thought it sounded good.
Yeah.
All right, well, I was impressed with it.
Maybe I'll try it again for our next guest.
I think maybe I was impressed because it threw me off. We didn't discuss.
You didn't expect it?
Yeah, doing that. So, like, when it came at me, I was like, oh, that was a good artistic little touch.
I could always go back in and put TJ in it.
That's too late.
But I didn't do it for any of Kiana's episodes.
Well, yeah, who cares?
And I definitely didn't do it for Tanner, Joey, Kristen, and Livy.
Yeah, but that was a special occasion. They were showing up, remember? They were just knocking on the door.
That's true. Yeah. They did show up at different times, yep. except for Tanner and Joey, who carpooled.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, sorry, viewers, listeners, soon-to-be viewers, but sorry, listeners, for telling Jack he was wrong and then him being right.
Really, you should be apologizing to me.
Sorry, Jack.
That's okay, I forgive you. Oh, going back to you being having like some artistic little talents, I think you could have some work in the field. I think you're a little bit more artistic than you get credit for.
In what field?
The artistic field.
What am I artistic with?
Well, specifically like editing that video, you like accidentally stumbled into perfect cuts and you're
that was
editing.
Kind
of
fun.
Yeah. And then like a bunch of this stuff is your artistic touching. And then
I like being able to tweak things a little bit.
Yeah.
Like I like it staying pretty much the same, like natural, but I like having a little control.
Yeah, it's fun editing and making it the way you need it to be. It's art.
But I don't know if anyone's looking for like a podcast editor. I mean, I'm sure there's some people.
There are.
Like, that might be a pretty tough field to get into.
I mean, I think your and my knowledge on the editing would have to be grossly increased.
I'd have to know a little bit more than
GarageBand. To get a job for it.
Yeah,
hey,
we got the noise gate down.
Mm-hmm.
We're both at minus 35 decibels.
Yeah.
We might not even need these boxes.
No, but they're a staple in the foundation of season 2.
True. We'll get rid of them for season 3.
Yeah, we have to fancy them up for live streaming.
You really don't like the green screen idea?
I absolutely hate it. It's so tacky.
What if it ends up looking good?
It won't. You have to have controlled lighting, all the like circular lighting basically to make sure that the green screen has its aperture correctly.
So it's
at all
like
points
perfectly
so like
green.
Yeah, so
what
there's
if
it's
no backlit.
You would probably have to do both. Like, so then like when we're lit, our shadows aren't throwing it off to cause weird effects on it. And then like it, if you don't do it perfect, it's tacky. And no matter what you put back there, it just doesn't look good.
What if, could we have like a green screen TV? Like, not an actual TV, but if we're going to play a clip on the podcast, we could have it playing behind us.
Yeah.
That way, we just need, like, a couple boxes with green paper on them.
Mm-hmm. I'd be down for that, but anything else, tacky.
I think we should do that. We don't need the full New York City skyline, even though it'd be really cool.
No. It wouldn't.
It'd be awesome. But I'll go for the TV.
Okay.
I'll settle for that.
That's a good compromise.
I don't know if I agree with this or not, though. I think I brought this up. I didn't bring it up on the podcast. We talked about it before. Do you think that cereal with milk is just soup?
I don't think so.
I think it kind of is.
I don't think so. Look up the definition of broth.
Well, not broth, soup. Milk would be the broth.
Yeah.
And the cereal would make it the soup.
Okay, look up ingredient, like, core ingredients for soup. Because I know there's cold
soup. Liquid dish typically made by boiling meat, fish, or vegetables, etc. in stock or water. A substance or mixture perceived to resemble soup in appearance or consistency. Yeah, I guess it's not soup.
Although, like, it could be maybe
a
loose chowder.
I don't want to think about my Cinnamon Toast Crunch being chowder. That's not a breakfast thing. But I think saying cereal is with milk is soup is like saying snow is just winter rain.
It is. It's also icicles falling down on you, which is very dangerous.
Yeah, they're just really light icicles.
Yeah.
But can you imagine being a winter ant? and having a big ass iceberg
just
fall on you,
stabbed constantly. But there's cold soup, so like I'm not that the temperature of the soup is not at all where I was or the temperature of the cereal was not at all where I was coming from with.
I understand that soup can be cold if you let it sit out for a while.
No.
There's soup can be cold if you refrigerate it to keep it.
But there's soups that are supposed to be cold.
Like what?
It's a Mexican soup. I don't know. Look it up. Cold soup. Cold Mexican soup.
Is it chicken tortilla soup?
No, I don't think so. What was really getting me was that it's milk. And chowders have that cream base. And there's like cream of mushroom. So maybe it's cream of Lucky Charms.
How about cold cucumber soup with yogurt and dill?
That sounds awful.
It came up with Nanguk. 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 It means...
Is that Spanish?
Chilled soup.
Perfect. That is exactly what I was talking about.
You're talking about Nanguk.
Yeah, Nanguk. It kind of sounds like Nanguk, but...
Gazpacho. Cold vegetable soup.
Actually, that is what I was talking about.
Gazpacho?
Yeah.
It looks like tomato soup.
Yeah. Yep. But it's cold.
Is it good?
I don't know.
What's your favorite soup?
I'm not really a soup guy. I'd prefer chowders.
I'm a huge soup guy, but I definitely don't discriminate against chowders.
If somebody offered me a soup or a chowder, 100% of the time I'm taking the soup. Or, I mean, the chowder. But, yeah, I never turn down a soup.
What if it's poop chowder and just, like, chicken soup?
What's poop chowder?
Chowder made with shit.
Well, I would turn that down.
Yeah.
I guess, okay, 90% of the
time.
There
you go. You can't be, there's no definites in this world.
Yeah.
TJ and I actually became friends because of soup.
How so?
So.
This would have been a conversation while he was here.
I didn't think of it, because I feel like we forget about that part of our friendship a lot. It was the very, very beginning. I went over to his house. No, I think he came to my house first, and my mom had made some sort of soup for dinner. And he goes, oh my God, I love soup. My mom chimed in and goes, Jeffrey loves soup too. Which, like, I did, but I could have said it myself.
Isn't that the worst? My mom does that almost all the time. She's like, Jack, tell that story. I'm like,
oh, like.
I don't have, like, okay, I don't know what story you're talking about. Secondly, you clearly know the context of it. You just tell the story. Like,
Kristen does that to me all the time.
It irritates me.
Just, hey, did you tell him the big news?
Yeah.
What did. Yeah. I always get nervous. Like, did something happen between us that I'm supposed to be saying?
Or, like, that fair, but, like, it just gets me. It's like, did I tell them big news? If it was so big, I would have thought to tell it right away.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it'll come up in context eventually.
That's usually how I work.
Yeah.
But anyway, the soup. TJ ended up inviting me over to his mom's house for soup, like, later that week, and we had cheesy potato soup with bacon. It was delicious.
Incredible.
And so we became soup buddies. And, like, anytime one of our families was having soup for dinner, we'd bring each other a container of it to school the next day.
That's awesome.
He gave me, like, a fall jacket, like an Aeropostale jacket, in return for soup. That's where it all started. TJ and I have been friends ever since. That was his freshman year and my sophomore year.
Cheese-based soup. Still soup?
Definitely still soup.
Wouldn't that be closer to a chowder or a cream of?
Well, cream of is still pretty much soup.
Yeah.
I'd put that, but chowder needs to be chunks. There's got to be stuff in it.
Well, broccoli or potato chunks.
I have never been able to bring myself to eat cheesy broccoli.
Really? Why?
Because I like broccoli.
Yeah.
And I like cheese.
Yeah.
But they just both look like they'd be disgusting together.
No, they're incredible.
I couldn't. Okay, so I might be able to force myself to eat it if it was white cheese. I have this thing about a yellow cheese where I don't like it.
Oh, okay.
Because how does it get yellow? Comes out white, right?
Yeah.
What the fuck happens that makes it yellow?
They processed it.
Yeah, eat those bullshit Kraft singles in the plastic? No way. That's not cheese.
What about mixed cheese where you got some white and yellow? Do you pull out the white or the yellow?
I can put up with, like, cheddar jack.
Yeah.
But that's as far as I'm going to go. Colby Jack, too much yellow. Cheddar Jack, fine.
Never thought about it. You know, there's white cheddar. Why isn't that the cheddar and yellow, that we call it yellow cheddar?
It should be that way. I'd prefer if it was that way because
I'm
it's like
this up.
It's like real cheese versus chemical cheese.
You can get bricks of like real cheddar and it's yellow.
And it bugs me. I like miso soup. You ever had miso soup?
Miso sorry.
You stop that. It's the soup that you can get at like Japanese restaurants or sushi restaurants. And it's aged soup. It's just old, like, tofu.
Here it is.
But it tastes so good.
All cheese is naturally white or off-white, or even a golden yellow, depending on the type of milk used. But you'll never find a cow that gives orange milk. True.
There you go.
The color instead comes from the flavorless annatto seed, which gives Wisconsin cheddar that pumpkin orange. So it comes from a seed. So it's not...
Processed.
It's still processed, but it's not processed.
What is this? What's the seed called?
Annatto.
Annatto?
Yeah. So it comes from the what kind of milk you're using and a certain seed that probably gives it that sharpness that cheddar has.
So this says that annatto is an orange-red dye that's obtained from the pulp of tropical fruit, and it's just used for coloring foods.
Oh,
so well, if all it's used for is coloring food, stop putting it in.
I bet it stems all the way back to the Great Depression when, like, you had, like, the only cheese that people could really afford was...
Yellow cheese?
American yellow slice, like, single cheese.
Or do you think, is it, like, a preservative? Could it be?
Because you know where Kraft singles comes from? That's government cheese. Like, you could only get that if you were... Like
that's
super
food stamp cheese.
Yeah. And now it's just
and
the regular.
People love it.
Yeah, it's
the
regular cheese
now. The only
thing
worse than Kraft Singles is Cheese Whiz.
I hate Cheese Whiz.
Cheese Whiz
yeah.
is nasty.
Yes, it is.
That's even more processed.
Yeah.
But just white cheese. Or off-white. Even off-white cheese is fine. Munster isn't completely white, and I love Munster.
Munster is good.
What's your favorite cheese?
It really depends on what it's being paired with. Have you ever had Dublin cheddar, I think it is? And it's an off-white, sharp, it's really sharp cheddar, and it's so good. I've only seen it in bricks at, like, Target or something
like
that.
Is that like cheese you'd put on crackers or cheese you'd drink with wine?
Yeah.
Really cheese you'd drink. No, cheese you'd eat with drinking wine.
Yeah.
I've never had it.
Really
Dublin
good.
Cheddar?
Yeah, it's Dublin something. I'm not 100% sure if it's cheddar, but it's a sharp cheese and it's Dublin. It's real good.
You know what cheese is weirdly good? Provolone. Doesn't taste like much, but there's enough there.
Big fan of toasted provolone? Oh, so good.
Provolone on a cheesesteak.
Yes.
Give me that.
Yeah.
My favorite, I like making sandwiches, so I like sourdough bread.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll do roast beef or pastrami.
Okay.
Pastrami on sourdough.
Yeah, keep
really
going.
Good.
Yes.
And then mustard cheese.
Uh-huh.
And either... Do you put mayo on sandwiches?
I do.
Do you ever put butter on a sandwich?
Not typically.
Try toasted bread, butter, meat, cheese, other toasted bread.
To me, putting butter on a sandwich just seems like waste of calories.
It is, but it's delicious.
Like, if I'm going to put something on it, it's going to make me fat. So, and I better taste it. Where I don't feel like you taste the butter?
You definitely taste it, especially if it's toasted bread. And... Special instruction, if your butter touches your cheese, don't eat the sandwich. It's not worth it anymore. Butter's got to touch the meat and the bread.
Weird.
Condiments don't touch cheese.
Condiments definitely touch cheese. Why?
Not right.
Why?
I won't let mayo touch cheese. I won't let butter touch cheese. I'll put ketchup on the bottom of a burger so it doesn't touch cheese.
Why?
Because it's weird.
What makes it weird?
It's just like, not supposed to be that way.
Sure it is.
Nah.
Uh-huh.
Uh-uh.
Yeah.
I disagree.
You're weird. You ever put ranch on a sandwich?
I don't like ranch.
Oh. Okay, well.
I can
Hey, just so you know, that's one other thing you and Nathaniel have in common.
He doesn't like ranch?
Yeah, hates it.
What a guy.
Yeah.
I don't hate it. I just don't think it tastes good.
He, when he was young, his mom snuck up behind him and shoved two fingers down his throat with ranch. I don't think she intentionally shoved it down his throat, but like in his mouth, and he gagged and threw up, So now whenever he smells or like is in contact with ranch, he like gags from it.
Yeah, see, I didn't have a traumatic ranch experience. I just don't think it tastes good. I just won't eat it. Like, I won't eat it with wings. I can eat Cool Ranch Doritos because they're Doritos.
Yeah.
But I haven't even had Doritos in a long time.
You know, I haven't either. One of my favorite snacks when I was in high school, no, not in high school, middle school. This is going to explain a lot. Just a heads up.
I'm ready.
Here. I would crush up Doritos, pour it at the bottom of a bowl, pour salsa on top, then cheese, then more crushed up Doritos, and then one more layer of salsa, put in the microwave, let it all like melt and heat up together, and eat it with a spoon. It was fucking incredible.
That explains so much.
So much, right?
So much.
Yeah.
I was thinking you were going to go with the walking taco thing, where you get a bag of Doritos and put taco meat and taco fixings on top.
No, that's a meal. This was just a snack.
That's not a snack. I don't know what that is. You know, I saw something interesting. You know, like the cheese puffs?
Yeah.
I don't like cheese puffs either.
Not a fan of those.
Never had.
Too airy.
Like, even when I was a little kid, I didn't like them.
Too airy. Weird cheese flavor that wasn't really
cheesy. You remember Bruno?
Yep.
Bruno puts Cholula on cheese puffs and swears by it.
It's like a lot more effort than I want to put on.
Spend a couple days with this motherfucker because he comes up with some concoctions that you would not believe.
You ever put pineapple on peanut butter or peanut butter on a pineapple?
No.
That's really good.
I would try it begrudgingly, but I would try it.
It's really good. It's a little difficult because the peanut butter doesn't like to slide off onto a slice of pineapple because it's wet. So it's a little like it doesn't stick to the pineapple. It like loosely's on it, but it's really good.
I believe you, but I think we can both agree that the best fruit to put peanut butter on is bananas.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's just a classic. I thought we were talking about like concoctions we come up with. I guarantee you nobody else has tried putting pineapple on peanut butter on pineapple.
I'm sure somebody has.
It's the PPB.
PPB. You know, okay, this is a good question. Do you know what a fluffernutter is?
Yeah, it's
Did you learn it from my house?
No.
Okay.
One of the interns at Hazeltine, he used to have it almost every day.
Peanut butter and fluff.
Yeah.
Fluffernutter. People out here don't know what fluff is.
He is a East Coast guy. So,
that makes sense. Yeah. Fluff is a big East Coast thing, but it's literally just a jar of marshmallow.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't have fluff.
That is one more thing that you and Nathaniel have in common, except for he swears by only doing marshmallows and not the fluff.
Like Jet Puffed?
Like, he will take a marshmallow and put peanut butter on it, but he does...
Oh, I'm sure that's still good.
He does not do... He doesn't fuck with the, like, fluff jar stuff.
I mean, I haven't had a jar of fluff in ages, but...
I don't think I've ever had.
They don't even make... They don't sell fluff out here. You gotta get it out east. No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
They sell Jet Puffed marshmallow spread.
Pretty sure I've seen fluffy marshmallow.
Fluffy spread. Marshmallow or fluff?
Isn't it not the same fucking thing?
No, it's not the same thing. Definitely not the same. I used to have peanut butter and fluff sandwiches all the time, and I'm sure that explains a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Those are pretty good, though. I used to, when I was a little kid, I liked to put as many things on a sandwich as I could. But the base was always bread and peanut butter.
You ever put pretzels in it?
Pretzels in...
Pretzels? No, well, you could.
Peanut butter pretzels?
I was just... So, peanut butter, pretzels, and honey, and that's a sandwich? That's really good, too.
Jif honey. Best peanut butter.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I thought you were like, I didn't know. I thought you meant like there's a Jif honey. I was like, I've never heard of this.
Oh, no. I don't think Jif makes honey. They just put honey in some of the peanut butter. But I'd go as far, like, I'd do peanut butter, fluff, and jelly. Peanut butter, fluff, jelly, cream cheese. I thought it was good. I haven't had it since I was in preschool, but I thought it was good. And then I think as far as I ever went was peanut butter, fluff, jelly, cream cheese, butter. How many things can you spread on some bread?
You were a chunk back then.
I was a chunk.
Yeah.
I hit 100 pounds by third grade.
I was actually rather thin when I was younger. And then middle school hit. No, it was probably fourth or fifth grade hit. And then it all caught up.
I think you thinned out a little bit in high school, though. Like, when you were playing football, I saw a picture of you. It was the picture of you and Evan eating the bananas.
Yeah.
And you were skinny. Like, Evan was really skinny, but you were skinny.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I lost that baby fat, and then my adult fat caught on.
It's a shame when that catches up. I think there's adult fat, but I think there's adult muscle too.
Yeah.
Like, you just get man muscle for no reason. It just shows up one day.
I mean, that's part of becoming a man.
I don't think it's hit me yet. I don't think I have
man
it.
Tone. No.
I think I'm still working on.
Or what if it did and you're just really disappointed in yourself?
I suppose that's an option. Bringing me down a little bit.
Sorry.
I could use some man muscle. That'd be fun. Like, dad strength muscle. I just got to be a dad.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay. Kristen.
Get ready. Prep yourself. We talked a lot about vaginas on the last episode.
We really did.
I drove away thinking, wow, I don't think I've ever talked that much about vagina.
I think I said vagina about 40 times last episode.
I listened to it when you posted it, and listening to myself say pussy kind of made me cringe.
That's why I didn't say that. I don't think I've used that term. I've used it very sparingly since middle school, I should say.
Yeah.
I think bitch took that over. Took over that.
Oh, okay. I was like, those two things don't equal the same in regards to a vagina.
No, in regards to a vagina, they don't. But in regards to a person, they're interchangeable.
Yeah.
But I said vag once, and I didn't like that.
I think I would have preferred if I would have said vag.
I'm glad I didn't say what you said, but I'm not going to say what I just said again. I'm just going to keep referring to it to a vagina.
Why is prick acceptable, but cunt is not?
Because prick is so much less prickly than yours.
Don't do that. We're having a conversation. We're just having a conversation. But like, both terms in regards are male genitalia and female genitalia. Both almost never used, so they should both have the same impact. But prick is just so nothing.
I think, well, I don't know if this is true or not, but maybe it's because girls get way more offended by theirs than guys do of prick.
Hmm. Which is weird because men are more sensitive about their genitalia than women are about at least their vag.
At least more openly sensitive. I think
the
vagina itself is definitely more sensitive as a...
No, yes, I don't mean to touch.
But, like, feelings-wise?
So should prick not hurt more because we're, like, the men are more sensitive about their prick?
Well, if you said, what's up, skinny prick? Or what's up, little prick? Maybe that, like, is just, hey, you got a little dick.
Hey, pencil prick.
Pencil dick?
No, not dick. We're not talking about dick.
Because prick doesn't really work, though.
Pencil prick? Why not?
Too many P's.
Well, it's a...
I know what you're going for. I was trying to come up with the word, too. Alliteration?
Yeah, yep. That's what it is.
English. Yeah. Nice. No, but it's... Maybe they are sensitive about it.
They must be.
About their own...
I guess that would make sense.
Say it.
In this whole like movement that women are having right now, it's why they don't like us men calling other people pussies. Because, you know, we're doing the whole vagina empowerment thing right now. So pussy shouldn't be meaning as so that, you know, I think they're on their upswing of becoming sensitive about their vag.
What could you be sensitive about though?
I don't know.
Could you be sensitive about the size, the shape?
The depth.
The depth? The smell? I'm sure there's actually... So a kid I used to play baseball with had a girlfriend in high school who had a crooked vagina. Like, it was... I don't think it was, like, cartoon, like, sideways. But it was... He said it was diagonal.
Like the inner stuff or the outer stuff?
I don't remember.
But like, either way. You have to like come at it at a weird like thrust?
Yeah, I don't know. There's so many things I didn't know to ask because I was like 15.
I think at 15 and now I'd be like, why are you telling me this? But at 15 he was probably asking like for confirmation, like, is this a normal degree of...
I guess it makes sense that that can be a thing because, like, there's bends in dicks.
Yeah.
Not all dicks, but some dicks.
Maybe that's just how she's going to find her soulmate, is finding the correct bend to the dick to match her crooked to her... I don't have a good word for it.
This conversation went much farther than I thought it would.
Yeah, me too.
The only thing we haven't brought up in the last few episodes... Do you know... Yeah.
Yeah.
Should we even touch on it, or should we just keep going?
I feel like because you missed a beep, the joke has ended.
I know, I felt so bad about that. We need to find a new beep joke. But there's nothing else that... I mean, unless you start splurring racial slurs.
Which I won't, which that is a racial slur, by the way. But I won't be. I would be curious... We're not very explicit, but like last week's episode, I think we really earned our E. I would be very curious for us to have a very explicit conversation in PG terms. So like
we'd have to find a conversation to have.
Yeah. But like, so we'd either bleep out things where we slip up, or we make weird ass analogies to like loop around keeping it PG.
I think that would be fun.
I think that'd be really fun.
That could be a game of some sort.
Yeah.
This is kind of off topic. I don't know why I thought of it. But how awkward do you think it is to have the sex talk with your kids?
Very.
So did you think...
Did you get the talk?
Kind of.
Yeah, I kind of got the talk too.
I...
Mom or dad?
Both.
Oh, I... Only mom.
I think I found a way... Like, it would still be awkward, but I think from this point on, it would be so much less awkward to talk about any of it. So when I have kids and they reach that age, I think what I'm going to do is just have a crazy porno playing in the background while I give the sex talk, and I can, like, explain what's going on.
You want to watch porn with your kid?
No, not necessarily. But that's going to be so awkward that if they ever have any questions or anything, they won't feel awkward asking.
I think you're wrong.
Why?
I think the awkwardness comes from a established communication beforehand. So being open about dick jokes and all that kind of stuff and just being friends and pals with your child creates the communication where if you're just parent, and then you sit down and watch porn and be like, that's what that is. That, I don't think, leads to an open conversation later on. I think you might end up scarring your child and they might resent you a little bit.
I think it could go both ways. You know? Like in, what's the movie with Ryan Reynolds? The superhero one.
Deadpool.
How, like, they torture people to give them superpowers.
Yeah.
But sometimes it doesn't work.
Yeah.
Could go either way.
Huh. That's a weird risk to take.
Well, it's either they're open about it and it's not weird after that, or they just never talk about it and it's not weird for me. I think I win both ways.
Unless, of course, you go to jail for showing a child porn.
I'm not going to show a child porn. I'm going to show my child a pornography.
Yeah, I think that's still
I don't illegal. Even know where to get child porn, so...
No, I think it's still illegal.
Is it?
To show a child a porn? Yes.
I'd try and think of an argument, but I don't want to sound any weirder.
Yeah, good call. When I got my talk, I knew everything already from my friends, and I think that's how I want to go about it.
You want to wait until your kid knows everything?
By the time I have kids, everybody's going to, like, all things are going to be fair to talk about, because that's just how things are, like, we won't have sensors anymore. It's just going to where things are going to be flying. Kids are going to be swearing at the age of 2, you know, that's the way things are going to go. So I'm thinking by 4th, 5th grade, when before they have their talk in class about the anatomy, everybody's already going to know everything. So I'm going to be sit down with my kid and be like, you and your friends already talked about this stuff? And he's going to be like, yeah. I'm like, okay, well, here are the guidelines.
Well, now you get to talk about it with your dad.
Yeah, here are the guidelines. This is respectful. This is not. And consent.
Consent.
Yeah.
Before we finish this, I think we still have to mention Tanner.
Yeah.
Thanks, Tanner.
Thank you, Tanner. We have some plans for your money now.
We do have some plans for your money. I hope you enjoy what we do with it.
Yep.
I think we're going to enjoy what we do with it.
I think so, too.
We could get Tanner in on this. I mean, it is his money, after all.
Plus, he can spread it around in his city.
Elk River.
I didn't know if we were saying or not.
Well, we already said it once.
Okay. Elk River.
I miss Tanner.
Yeah, he's out there.
Well, don't forget to follow us on Twitter, @Jack_and_Jeff.
We're also on Instagram, Just Buds Podcast.
Like our page on Facebook, Just Buds Official with a period.
If you have any business inquiries, send us an email at justforbuds@gmail.com.
You can follow us and subscribe on Spotify, iTunes, and almost anywhere else you can find podcasts.
And next season, we're going to give a live streaming a shot. So follow us on Twitch at Just Buds Podcast. That's all one word, Just Buds Podcast.
Also, our homepage is on anchor.fm/justbudspodcast. In between the Just Buds and podcast, there are hyphens. Donations are accepted. And yeah.
Remember, guys, everything is simpler with a bud.
This is Jack and Jeff.
Signing off.
Hey, suits, fuck off.